All right, everybody, we're back for the final segment of today's episode. And if you listen to the show at all, you know what it is. It's Outrageous Claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you got, it might be
hard to handle. Love me some Hall & Oates. All right. Here it is, Bricks. Put very, very simply, without any ado, NASCAR is a sport. Go.
No, and I know there's no way that you agree with that. So
I do. I do.
You
I agree
do not.
With that. I am a Joe Bianchino, defender of all niche sports: soccer.
That's not
horse
a sport.
Racing. It's a sport. It's a sport.
I don't even want to get into this because it's ridiculous, and you sound like Skip Bayless right now with your shock jockdom. No, I believe they're not. No, you don't.
I do.
Do you watch it?
I watch the bigger events.
What's a sport about it?
The physical wear it takes.
It's hot in a car?
It's hot in a car.
I don't have any AC in my car. Is it athletic for me to get to work?
No, but you're not driving at 200 miles an hour.
I'm driving at 55. It's really hot. I have no AC. They have AC.
You don't need the... Even with the AC, it's like 170 degrees in that car.
So it's really hot.
It's really hot.
You know how hot it was in my house the other day? I tried to sleep.
How hot was it in your house?
I couldn't wear a blanket. You know, it's always awkward sleeping without a blanket. I'm not very good at it. There I was, tossing and turning, no blanket, sweating, terrible night, hardly could sleep, made it through it, got to work the next day. Am I an athlete? Was that a sport?
You're to be commended. You're some sort of hero.
Me trying to sleep Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday night during that heat wave, that was a sport?
Dude.
That was a sport because it was really hot. Like it was really hot in my room.
Look, the combination of reflex, you're driving you're not sitting in your car in rush hour traffic. You're going 200 miles an hour and you're inches away from the car next to you. Your arms are out. Stressed.
Your arms are out.
Hang on.
Your muscles are stressed.
Your muscles are stressed.
Okay.
The reaction time, the concentration that you need to be able to do it.
Okay.
The fact that the environmental factors are being that friggin' hot.
Okay.
The length.
Okay.
The fact that you could die at any second because somebody comes up and bumps you and you go 200 miles an hour into a wall.
So you need to be in pretty good shape is what you're telling me.
I think so, yeah.
You need to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to perform well.
Yeah. Look.
Do you consider porn stars athletes?
Really?
Like the really good ones.
We're going this off.
There they are. They're sitting there for 20, 25 minutes. They're doing what they got to do. They got to perform. They got to hold themselves up from time to time, depending on what they're doing. Do you consider them athletes? No. These guys are really good at driving cars. That's what they're really good at driving cars. Jobs are tough.
Dude, you lose 5 pounds in a race, in one race.
Guys who work construction, some of the I'm talking big time construction. These dudes are in great shape. They're lifting extremely heavy things. They got to have great form to do it.
The G-forces alone.
What is this, a Gillette commercial?
You experience similar G-forces to shuttle takeoff. Shuttle takeoff.
Is shuttle takeoff a sport? When was there a competitive shuttle takeoff?
The astronauts are just sitting there.
And the drivers though. The drivers, they're just sitting there. They're just
they're not sitting there.
They're sitting there. They're racing
at 200 miles an hour. Yeah, they're buckled in so that they don't die.
They're turning left a lot. They're good drivers.
See, that's such a just dumbed down version of what happens.
Listen, I was watching a NASCAR race.
Okay.
This one time in my life. It was a terrible time in my life.
This one time.
I was visiting my cousin. He's a farmer. He lives in Ohio.
Look, just
he
because...
He has two... let me finish.
Just because rednecks like it doesn't mean it's not a sport.
Listen, he's not a redneck. He's a nice guy. He's actually got an engineering degree. He builds tires. He builds tires.
Awesome.
Okay? He builds tractor tires, actually. So he's very qualified in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
He has a NASCAR fantasy league, all right? So we're watching this. he's pulling for one of these guys. For the sake of saying it, we'll say it's Casey Kane.
Okay.
All right? So I'm sitting here like, screw it. They don't have cable. I'm watching this. So I'm watching for like 120 laps. I adopt Casey Kane because that's who this guy's rooting for. So he's going around. He's going around. He's in first place. They're going around. Circle, 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 circle. Woo, woo, woo. Like 116. And they throw the white flag. So white flag goes down. Mm-hmm. And basically everything you just did gets muted because the white flag happens. So you basically lose your lead.
You mean, now, you mean the yellow flag?
It was one of those flags. They go in to get their tires done. This guy gets his front two tires.
Mm-hmm.
The guy behind him gets all four tires.
Yep.
My cousin, swear to God, there are eight laps left in this race, says he should have gotten all four tires. He only got two. He's going to lose. I'm going to go to bed. He gets up. He leaves. He goes to bed. I'm sitting here like, what? I just watched 120 of these laps. I'm watching the last eight laps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens? They go for like five or six of these laps. The announcer's like, oh, it looks like his two tires. He should have gotten all four tires. He can't make it. He doesn't have enough tread. The guy passes him. He wins. Boom. There it is. Done. No athleticism. Nothing. It was because of the car. It was because of the lack of tires.
The car plays an effect. But name a sport. Name a sport where the equipment doesn't play into effect.
Basketball. Nobody's winning or losing because of the shoes they're wearing in 2012. Golf. They all have great clubs.
Oh, that's
nobody's whipping out. Nobody's like, oh,
yes, but the wrong club. Choosing the wrong club.
Okay, I'll potentially give you that. But that was the point. The point was, okay, this guy went into pit row. He didn't get enough stuff on his car, and his car lost, and it was a foregone conclusion, enough so that my cousin could go to bed. There was no chance that he could do something crazy and athletic. He simply screwed his car up.
Every sport has
baseball?
Exterior...
Baseball, what's your problem? Like, oh, my glove wasn't big enough? What? Everybody has the same glove.
How about the fences that you so malign about Yankee Stadium?
It's cheap, but both teams play on it. In the ninth inning,
both teams have every opportunity in NASCAR to make the same decision or take the same tires. It's strategy. Every game has strategy. Every game has exterior factors weighing in on it.
It's pathetic. It's not a sport.
It is.
It's not a sport.
Would you at least?
It's an event.
Would you at least stipulate that it is physically taxing on drivers?
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't make it a sport.
Okay, so. What is more physically taxing, 9 innings of baseball or a 500-mile race at Daytona?
Probably.
It's no probably
Daytona.
Here. Probably. Daytona. So how is that?
Physically taxing doesn't make it a sport.
What else has to play in? There's competition. There's physically taxing. There's athleticism involved. If you count reflexes and reaction time and hand-eye coordination as part of athleticism...
It's an event. It's driving a car.
Here's
exactly how I'm going to answer to you.
Okay.
A true sport has equipment to assist the athlete in competition.
Mm-hmm.
In NASCAR, it's the athlete assisting and managing the equipment that wins the race. Move on, Joe B. That was the most... I don't think I could even say anything any better in my life.
I don't know if you could say that again.
But it made sense.
Hang on. You're saying that
the bat, the baseball, athlete, a baseball bat is an accessory towards the batter as he tries to hit the ball.
Right, and he's manipulating the bat. The car is the accessory in winning the race, which the driver manipulates.
The car is the main thing in the race. The driver is just the person driving it. The bat.
See, stock cars in NASCAR. Stock cars are built to be the same. So the drive. This is going to be a reference that no one but my family gets. This is a lesson that Tom Cruise taught us in Days of Thunder. Great, great movie from the 80s.
Man, you're trying to justify your argument with a lesson.
A fact from the movie.
Okay, let's go.
Stock cars are built to be the same, so that the driver determines the race. Obviously, cars can break and lose a guy at the race, just like. Somebody taking a slap shot into an open net can break his stick and it doesn't get in. But the car is built to be the same for everybody.
Okay, and
so the drivers determine the race. That's what it's supposed to do. That's
not what it does, though. As my point, my example just indicated, and as Tom Cruise once said in Valkyrie, NASCAR is not a sport. I'm depending on the fact that nobody went and saw Valkyrie.
I think you're safe there. I don't understand. There's athleticism, it's a competition, and it's physically taxing. I don't understand how that doesn't
There's athleticism in WWE. It's not a sport.
Well, that's rigged. So, I mean, that's rigged.
Many, if not...
Wrestling, you would say, is a sport.
Listen, great, the best, and pretty much all blue-collar jobs, the best workers are athletic and strong and have good reflexes.
Right.
They're not participating in a sport. And yeah, they're competing. They're competing for their jobs. They're competing for motivation. They're competing to increase salaries.
Stop it! You're twisting.
No,
the discussion
it's not a
now.
Sport. It's an event. It's an event that people go watch where people are driving cars in circles. They're driving cars in circles. It's not an event.
So what is the crux of your argument as to why it's not a sport? Because it's people driving cars.
If that's
a physically taxing event,
people drive cars every day.
What if I gave you a grocery list, let alone 200 miles an hour?
What if I gave you a grocery list and I was like, listen, we got the exact same grocery
stop
list,
it.
Joe.
You're dumbing
the
it down.
The first person that can get checked out and get these bagged and in their car wins. That's something everybody does every day, but not like, you know, they're running around doing it this time. It's a whole different...
Does that make that a sport?
Is that a sport? No, that's not a sport. That's me and you competing. That doesn't make it a sport. Just because you and I are competing doesn't make it a sport. We're competing right now in this argument.
Grocery storing isn't a physically...
Oh, if you want to beat me, you better be running like you got a chicken with his head cut off.
Stop.
We are competing right now. On a side note, I'm winning. But that does not make this a sport. This competitive banter, if you will, to borrow a around-the-horn phrase, is not a sport.
What sets NASCAR apart from baseball? If NASCAR is more physically taxing than baseball is, what makes baseball a sport and NASCAR an event?
I've already answered this. I'm not going to answer it.
Say it again,
because
I don't remember. Say it again, please.
It's not, and there's equipment that helps the sport of baseball. It does not make the sport of baseball. It's people going out and playing baseball against each other. It has running, it has fielding, it has catching, it has throwing, and it's hitting. It's a sport. It's two things that you go out of your way to do. It's not a regular thing that people thought, well, I can do this fast and y'all can do that. No, y'all can't do that fast. Gladys, he thought he could race the car. First, put another pig on the fire, Gladys, and then we going to go out here and we going to race. We going to race. Get James Dean. We going to race with him.
Is Olympic sprinting a race? Or an race. Is Olympic sprinting a sport?
Yeah, it's a human. There's the human element. You're racing human beings. You're racing two human beings. You're not racing two human beings or who are sitting
in
cars.
In a NASCAR event, I am racing the guy next to me with equipment. The equipment is a means to the end. Baseball doesn't take place without the equipment.
I don't consider horse racing a sport. For the same reason, I don't consider NASCAR a sport.
Well, now you're just trying to get me fired up. Would you say that NASCAR drivers and jockeys are athletes?
Yeah, I guess. The good ones. Some are just really, really short people with whips.
No friggin' idea.
Which brings me right back to the porn argument in a different sense.
All right, well, we've come full circle.
Mother of God.
All right, we're gonna leave it there. This could probably go on for hours of just the same argument again and again.
It could. Listen, Joe, I really appreciate you bringing me in here, man. Second week in a row, I'm feeling
absolutely
pretty good.
It was fantastic.
I feel like Cal Ripken Jr. right now with my two-game consecutive streak.
Next week, I think that streak's going to end because we're going to bring in Brian Cady to talk horse racing.
Oh, the sport.
Then
I will welcome the end of that. That is not a sport.
It's the final leg of the Triple Crown with the Triple Crown on the line. How many different times can I say Triple Crown in about 30 seconds? We'll be two days after our taping. So we'll bring Brian Cady in, I think, and we'll talk some horse racing. That's next week. We'll obviously talk some NBA, some more MLB, maybe some more face eating. Who knows?
One can only hope.
Right? Maybe a Mount Rushmore of something else. For now, by the way, for those of you who weren't aware, tomorrow is the end of Michelle Beadle's tenure at ESPN. I'll give you a brief minute to be sad. All right, she's moving on. So, Bricks, would you like to wax poetic on Michelle Beadle for a second?
Not really. I do like Michelle Beadle. I like Sports Nation. At first, I didn't like it, but I warmed up to it. I find it to be a very good show, actually. It's going to be tough replacing. You know, on-screen chemistry is not as easy to find as you would think. So, I wish her the best of luck or whatever.
Absolutely. Aaron Andrews sucks.
Five. I like Erin Andrews.
Yeah, she sucks.
I like her a lot.
All right. So, Michelle Beadle, we wish you all the best. We're sad to see you go. Everybody else, we'll be right back here next Thursday, taping another episode of Two Guys, One Mic. Follow Brixie on Twitter, Game on Brixie. Follow me at JoeBianchino. And like our Facebook page for updates during the week. Search Two Guys, One Mic podcast on Facebook. Use the two and the one when you search. And we out, everybody. It's Two Guys, One Mic. We'll leave you with some Beatles this week. Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
The long and winding road. Disappear. I see.